Welcome to Speak Up, Speak Out, progressive voices from around the valley and around the nation, conversing about issues important to our community.
Speak up. Welcome to another edition of Speak Up, Speak Out with our hosts, Deborah and Bob. This evening, we're privileged to have as our guest, Thais Armstrong of Skagit Artists Together. Welcome, Thais, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Bob. I'm privileged to be here.
Should you describe your organization for our listeners who might not be familiar with Skagit Artists Together?
Sure. Well, a great place to start would be our mission and vision statement. Our mission is to promote the visual arts by developing networking and economic opportunities for Skagit County. Our vision is to develop Skagit County into a cultural destination for visitors worldwide. So you could say that we aspire to coordinate the visual arts for Skagit County.
Thais, what led local artists to form your organization?
Well, you know, our organization officially started in 2003, but it took a lot to get there. Maybe it was like the perfect storm. You know, on one front, we had internationally known sculptor and artist Joe Kinnebrew and emerging sculptor Pam Hom, who had recently moved to Skagit Valley. They soon began working with Risa Warner, a business owner and entrepreneur that had moved up from Seattle after owning the Honey Bear Bakery in the Green Lake area. So these folks coming in from outside of Skagit County soon recognized the plethora of talent in the valley, and all of them being arts-oriented, but also business-minded, they recognized a need for the visual fine arts to be better organized. So, you know, we have a lot of homespun art shows throughout the valley, but there really was nothing catering to the fine arts moving to another level, a more professional level with juried art shows. So then on the other side of the storm, you had the performing arts being organized by Joan Penny and Rick Epting, which resulted in the building of McIntyre Hall. I remember Rick Epting showing up at my studio and saying, "Thais, you visual artists, you need to do for the visual arts what Joan and I are trying to do for the performing arts." So I started showing up at Joe Kinnebrew's house for these organizational meetings, and in the end we ended up receiving some seed money from the Performing Arts Council to start up, and it was all very exciting. In fact, it still is.
That's great. Is Skagit Artists Together, are there other organizations like this that you know of that you kind of based it off of, different parts of the country, or are you unique?
I think it's fairly unique in its appeal to multidimensional arts, in that we have multiple disciplines of artists within our organization. So we have sculptors, metal sculptors, wood sculptors, as well as painters. And I think that's a very unique model. And so, no, we don't really have anyone, you know, a prototype that we're modeling it after.
Skagit Artists Together just held this past weekend the annual studio tour. Can you describe this event and let us know if it's going to happen again next year and
I'd love to. You know, and as we were talking, you know, we were really sad that we couldn't get this on, you know, to promo it. But
absolutely,
stay tuned because it'll happen again next year.
Good.
This is our fifth annual studio tour. And this year we had 25 artists that were selected or juried in to be a part of this weekend. It's a self-guided free tour that it directs you to out-of-the-way places that aren't usually open to the public. So it's a really fun experience. You've got friends or family in for out of town, or just if you haven't explored these various nooks and crannies of our county, it's a great way to get out there and see what we have in our own backyard. It happens the third weekend in July. So stay tuned.
You've also formed a partnership with Skagitonians to Preserve Farmland. How did two groups with such varied missions come to collaborate?
Well, you know, working in collaboration has always been a focus for Skagit Artists Together. SPF, Skagitonians Preserve Farmland, has been a great supporter of the arts. And under their past director, Bob Rose, they began sponsoring an invitational art show. And so when Alan Rosema took over as executive director, he was more than willing to look at new and creative ways to enhance this art show. And one thing our organizations have in common is an incredible board member by the name of Julie Blazek. She serves on both of our boards. So as you know, timing of an event is always critical, and SPF was trying to work out when to have this art show that they usually have. And the idea of working together to promote the arts in Skagit County was a natural evolution. So, you know, together's a part of our name.
And then is there a connection as well between kind of the natural world they're trying to preserve and, you know, artists making art in this county as well? Do you think there's a connection there?
Well, the natural world is always very inspiring to artists, and I think that that's, of course, one of the reasons so many people are drawn to Skagit County in the first place.
Absolutely. How do the arts contribute to Skagit County? What do they bring to us here?
Well, you know, arts contribute to a community in a variety of ways. You know, it's a proven fact that communities that embody art have a much higher sense of pride in their communities. So that in itself tends to lower crime rates and make their communities more attractive for economic development. So it really is a broad base that it can enhance your community. Besides, people are just happier when they're surrounded by art. Also, you know, anyone who walks through the new Regional Cancer Care Center or down the halls of Skagit Valley Hospital can tell you about the healing aspects of art.
Can you talk a little bit about what's going on at the hospital as far as art for people who might not have been there?
Well, one thing that's really cool is they are working on their permanent art collections, and in doing so, they are purchasing art from a number of sources and have used 1% for arts money for mm-hmm. doing that. And it's such an incredible role model. You know, I've told Greg Davidson before that what they've done, especially at the Regional Cancer Care Center, is really should be a prototype for other public buildings in the future, because I think it creates such a stimulating environment. And they definitely have gotten a lot of positive feedback on how effective art is there. So if you haven't seen it, you should stop by.
Wonderful.
Well, not only does the community benefit from your organization, but, of course, artists do, too. It's obvious that networking among artists is central to Skagit Artists Together. Could you describe why this is so?
Well, any business person would confirm that networking is vital to being successful. And at the end of the day, a professional artist has to pay bills and needs to operate as a business. But networking is also important for artists from a community perspective as well. For the most part, artists work alone, and it can be incredibly helpful to know that you're part of a community that's greater than yourself. It also puts you in connection with mentors, friends, potential business associates. Connections that you can make are incredible, but it's really up to the individual to make it happen. So we provide the opportunity, but individuals make it happen.
So are there artists that before were working alone and somewhat isolated and now are joining this group and becoming more active within the community?
Well, I think so. You know, that's a main difference between the visual arts and the performing arts. You know, the performing artists are used to working together, and because of that, they're also used to working with people that they don't necessarily like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're used to working in that type of environment, and visual artists tend to be, you know, oftentimes are mavericks or, you know, work alone in their studio. And I know a number of collaborations that have ensued just by artists networking with each other throughout our group. So it's an exciting aspect.
Absolutely. So you spoke about that the artists in your group have different media that they work in. Can you talk a bit about that?
Sure. Like I mentioned, that's one of the unique qualities of our group, that we're not discipline specific. So we represent a diverse body of fine artists. We have painters, ceramicists, metal sculptors, wood sculptors, glass artists. I'm sure I'm missing somebody. But the bottom line is that we're a very diverse group of artists, as well as supporters of the art. So you don't have to be an artist to belong to our group.
Oh, okay.
Because we definitely need the support of people that are just interested in promoting art. You know, that's a vital component. So we're doing our best to bring awareness to the benefits that art brings to our community.
Your annual studio tour demonstrated that there's a large group of accomplished artists in our relatively small rural county. Do you find that this is the case, and how did Skagit County attract such talent?
Oh, yeah, I do find that's the case. I think that's an accurate statement. I think that the magic Skagit has been calling to that artist within us for many years, and helping to preserve those character and qualities that appeal to all of us will be a focus of a new arts group called Cultivating Art, but I don't want to get off topic. The other comment I wanted to say about this, our small rural community, that's one of the huge challenges for the studio tour is that our county is actually fairly large. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the studio tour really faces a lot of geographical challenges in how do we move people throughout the county efficiently. You know, it's really difficult to get to all those studios in just one weekend. And so I talked to a lot of public that take it as a task to, you know, maybe see this group of studios this year, and then the following year they focus on another geographical area. Or I think there's talks about maybe developing a biking route for the studio tour or things like that. So, you know, stay tuned. It will be exciting to see what comes out of that.
That's great. So you think a lot of the artists that, you know, that are with your group and that are part of the studio tour, are they born and raised in this area, or is this area attracting people right now from, you know, around the country?
Well, that's a good question. I think that we have a combination. You know, we have some artists that are multi-generational artists. Mm-hmm. We have artists that have lived in Skagit County for decades. LaVon Newell is a good example. She's had decades here, and I remember going to parties at her house with Guy Anderson there, and, you know, there's just a lot of art history here. But we also are such an attractive area that we bring in a lot of new artistic talent, and that's stimulating and invigorating as well.
I'm going to take just a quick break from our questions to remind you that you are listening to KSVR 91.7 FM in Mount Vernon, and that this is Speak Up, Speak Out, and we are here tonight speaking with Thais Armstrong of Skagit Artists Together. So, Thais, does the support between members of Skagit Artists Together tend to be one of sharing knowledge on an artistic technique and vision, or do artists teach each other how to market their work?
Well, yes and yes.
All right.
you know, we don't put any limits on the way in which we want to help each other. You know, so mm-hmm. I think there's a broad cross-section of the way artists work together and learn from each other. That's what makes it exciting.
All right. So what are some ways that they might help, like someone who has been kind of isolated, as you said, but wanted to learn more about marketing? What are some ways that can happen?
Well, one way to learn about marketing is to get involved in an event. For instance, like mm-hmm. the studio tour would be an excellent way to improve your skills at promoting an event, because the more years an event happens, the more smooth the system gets. And by working on an event like that, you improve your skills that you can apply. And, you know, marketing skills are transferable, so you can apply them to any genre that you're working in.
Great.
It's notoriously difficult for artists to gain recognition and to have their work supported. Can your organization help artists during this difficult period?
Well, that's a tough question, and you nailed the dilemma that most artists face. Well, I just have to say, Bob, that there's no silver bullet, and that's why we say that we can provide the opportunities, but results are really self-determined. You know, that marketing and networking is really self-determined. So networking with fellow artists and knowing that you're not alone can help in ways that you don't expect, you know, and that's the surprise that's always around the corner.
I know a lot of artists, of course, get into the work due to their art and their passion for their art, and then afterwards realize that there's this whole marketing thing that they have to do that might be just the opposite of the kind of work they like to do or that they started out doing. Is that the case often?
I mean, oh, you said
it must be difficult.
Yeah. Well, you know, those artistic talents come intuitively, and it's those marketing or business skills that are oftentimes learned, you know. So
So how have you gained personally and artistically from being a part of Skagit Artists Together?
Well, that's a big question. So where do I start? Well, you know, my involvement over the last 5 or so years has been an incredibly rewarding experience. So I've matured artistically, and that's opened up professional opportunities that are still, you know, bubbling and brewing. But I've ended up stepping into a leadership track, you know, with Skagit Artists Together. I've been the president for the last 2 years, and I chair their board of directors, and I've been involved on the board for close to 4 years now. I chaired the studio tour for 1 year. So it's definitely been a learning experience, but it's been an area that's been very enriching for me. I'd say it's the area that my growth has been the most measurable for me, and it's certainly not one that I expected. I certainly entered into it thinking that I just wanted to have exposure for my personal art and ended up, you know, really in a more administrative capacity. But I've found I've had a lot of skills in that area, and it's a way that I can contribute. Mm-hmm.
So it really broadened your skill set by being involved with the group.
Definitely. Definitely. And it's one that, you know, I've been able to, I think the skills that I've learned, I've been able to apply in my professional life as well. You know, so it's gone far beyond just promoting my art.
How many artists are involved with Skagit Artists Together?
Well, we currently have a membership of around 70. So for an art group that's our size, you know, to have 70 active artists is, you know, a good start. And it has never been our mission to have as large a membership as possible. That's that's been very clear to us in the beginning, that we were not marketing simply for membership, because, you know, artists can come out of the closet. But we really wanted to market to members that bought into our vision, you know, the mission that we wanted to have, and the vision, and helping to bring that to a reality. So we wanted to be particular about who our members were.
What events does Skagit Artists Together have planned for the future?
Well, our events for the year are mapped out at our annual board retreat and strategic planning session, which happens every fall. So we're kind of coming to the end of this year's planning, and we haven't broadcast next year. But I do know that the studio tour, which is a unique art event for Skagit County, will be the third weekend in July. So stay posted for that. You can always check our website. In the past, we've hosted several art shows, and whether we do that in 2009 will really depend on our membership's willingness to coordinate the event. It takes a tremendous amount of work to coordinate an event, so stay tuned.
You know, I think talking about the art tour, I think some people might be a little intimidated about the idea of going out to an artist's studio and, you know, being unsure what to expect. So could you talk a little bit about, like, what that experience is like for people who maybe have never been on a tour like that? Or,
well, if you've never been on a tour, it's a fabulous way to interface with a lot of different artists, and each studio is truly unique. This last year, the Lincoln Theater auctioned off a package tour, and it included antique Cadillac rides by Jerry Willens, who owns an antique Cadillac. And so I actually got to participate hosting the people who had purchased this package, and we had a lunch catered by Marks on Pine. And it was just a fabulous way to go around and see the different studios. And so what do you experience when you go to those studios? You know, some of those surprises you have to find out for yourself. You know, a great place to start is to pay attention to our studio brochure, which we put out each year, which has a featured picture by each artist. And so you can start by looking at which artists really appeal to you, and then have the opportunity to meet that artist individually and get to know them. You don't always have that opportunity if you're buying from a gallery. Also, it's just a fantastic way to promote those artists, or to support those artists individually.
It also, people's interest might be piqued because your group and the arts and Skagit in general tend to cross over into different areas. One obvious example is your work with Skagitonians to Preserve Farmland, but also there's been a big art presence in the Tulip Festival, which is our largest festival that Skagit's known for. Could you talk a little bit about how often there are these interconnections between the arts and other community events?
Well, hopefully there will be more in the future. Another collaboration that was a real success on our resume has been our collaboration with Skagit County Parks. You might remember several years ago we worked in collaboration with them to put artistic benches in the county parks. And so we did a number of benches. I think in 1 year was 7 benches in 4 different county parks, and that was a real, I thought, a great role model for a collaboration with a county entity. Then the SPF collaboration has been another area. You mentioned the Tulip Festival, and of course that's a really busy time for art, and one where the focus is definitely a lot on marketing. And, you know, it's always a dilemma for us whether to really push and try and do an event during that time or whether to just let people, you know, put their energy where it needs to go, you know. So, you know, really our focus is on having juried fine art shows and taking art to a new level for Skagit County. And so my experience with the Tulip Festival is people are really looking for cheap art, you know, as much as possible. And so it's not always as conducive.
You know, some people might not be familiar with what a juried fine art show is. Can you explain that?
Mm-hmm. Well, a juried art show means that you have professionals that have come in and brought their knowledge and criteria to the event. And the reason that that's important is that, you know, time is really critical for people, and you don't want to spend your time going to a show that doesn't really meet the caliber that you want. Also, for an artist, that's just the nature of the beast. You know, if you are looking to be a professional artist, then our medium gets juried. So if you're exhibiting at a state level or national level or trying to get into a more prestigious gallery, then the hoops artists go through are learning to be juried. And that's an extensive process. And so it's not only producing your art, but it's also learning how to present yourself as a professional. So the purpose in having juried events is not only to keep the quality high, mm-hmm. and to make sure that we have a say-so in whether or not this art represents our organization, but it's also an edification process, you know, so that artists can truly learn to be more professional, that they learn to take slides properly. You know, a good piece of art can be destroyed in the jury process by a slide that's taken with it set up next to the dining room table with the kitty litter box in the background, you know? And you would just
loses
be surprised.
Yeah.
Completely, you know? So there's a lot to learning to be a professional artist.
No kitty litter, number one.
What do you envision as the future of Skagit Artists Together?
Well, I think Skagit County is really ripe to be a very dynamic force for the arts. But, you know, it takes a tremendous amount of support to do that. And that's not only from artists themselves, but from the businesses, the community made up of individuals like yourself. It's ridiculous that Skagit County isn't on the map in the art world yet. And we really want to change that, you know. You look south to Everett and Snohomish County, let alone Seattle, and north in Bellingham and going up to Vancouver. They're really vibrant art communities. And considering the amount of artists that we have in Skagit County, we really should be more recognized for our visual arts. And so that's definitely a goal of ours to get us on the map.
Speaking of the future, do you see a new generation of younger artists starting to show their work or get involved in the arts in Skagit County?
Art is just a dynamic element, you know, and talking about a younger generation, one of the things I think is really devastating is the fact that art has been taken out of the schools. You know, you no longer get art offered in public schools. And I know I've served as an artist in residence at Mount Baker Little School in the past, and I'm such a proponent of art for the youth. And one thing we've talked about is the potential of developing an art mentoring program, you know, with young artists working with more established artists. But that's really, you know, still on the drawing board, you know, so I'll probably get slapped for mentioning it. But
that'd be an exciting process.
It would be
fabulously
exciting. Yeah, it would be very great and so stimulating. And, you know, we have a number of artists. Barbara Summers has worked incredibly with the after-school arts programs in La Conner. And so we have a number of members that have worked and been very involved in promoting arts to youth throughout the county. We've done art demonstrations at Hagen's in coordination with the studio tour and promoting the studio tour at different times. And yeah, but all these things take support, and support not only in dollars but in manpower. So it's about being involved. And so if people really are interested in the arts in the county, you know, I encourage you to check out our website and see how you can get involved. You don't have to be an artist yourself. You know, we definitely need people that just want to make it happen as well.
Well, what is your website, and how are there other ways that people can learn more about Skagit Artists Together?
Our website is www.skagitartiststogether.com, all low caps. And we have general meetings on the fourth Thursday of the month. We have three exceptions. We don't do a meeting in July because of the studio tour, and our November-December meeting is combined to a holiday meeting. And then in April, during the tulip time that you mentioned, it's such a busy time that we skip a meeting then. January is our membership drive. We try and pull in big-name speakers. This last January, we had Buster Simpson come and talk with us, a well-known environmental artist, installation artist. So we try and have a very prestigious artist for that January meeting. So check us out for that.
Well, before we have to close out, can you tell us what medium do you work in? What is your...
Currently, I work in acrylics because I'm working on a larger scale. I have a strong watercolor background, although, you know, over the decades, I've worked in a lot of mediums, oils, pastels, charcoals. But I find that water media just really turns me on. So I stick with the water medias, and acrylics have been my preference for the last few years. You know, I think it's because it's such a challenge. I've got to keep working at it.
And what subject matter is drawing you right now?
Well, you know, I'm a bird watcher. A lot of my friends know that I'm a little bit bird crazy, and my husband and I are avid international bird watchers. And so nature-oriented subject matter, I tend to abstract it quite a bit. I've never been interested in being a field guide type artist, but somewhat representational just for accessibility. But
Can you give us your website one more time?
I'd be happy to. It's www.skagitartiststogether.com.
Wonderful.
Together.
Thanks for joining us tonight, Thais.
Thank you.
Really appreciate your information.
Thanks for having me.
Join us each week for Speak Up, Speak Out. Archives are at speakupspeakoutradio.org. Theme music courtesy of Kurt Crandall. Until next time, seek peace, work for justice, celebrate diversity, and support your neighbors.
This program was produced in the studios of KSVR-FM by the Speak Up, Speak Out Collective. Distribution was made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.